T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Aaron Nagler, Packers analyst, the founder of Cheesehead TV. Aaron, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man.
I'm well. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Yeah, Aaron, let's start with B.J. Goodson. You know, he's one of many players the Browns have added here in the first few days of free agency. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I think, you know, and I said this on Twitter, I think he's a really good first and second down player. He's not a guy you want on the field in third down and or in obvious passing situations. And I know people have thrown around the PFF grades, and that's all well and good, but I think he does a good job in coverage on early down. You know, he's a guy who's going to be able to take a running back out of the backfield on a play-action pass. He does a good job finding the tight end up the seam when they're in, you know, base personnel. But you start spreading it out and you start getting athletes on the field, that's when you don't want him involved. But a classic thumper, a guy who's going to really help you on running downs and help you kind of clog up the middle. Actually has decent kind of sideline to sideline ability. I think he does a good job getting through the wash, so to speak. He's just a solid football player. I mean, he's not flashy. He's not going to make big plays, but he's definitely one of those ditch diggers you need to have a good NFL defense.
Okay, you brought it back then. That was a much more solid endorsement from the beginning point where you're like, you don't really want him around playmaker.
I just want to get the negatives out of the way, because if you start positive, everyone comes at you with a negative.
And okay.
It's like, yes, of course there are negatives. There's a reason he's a free agent, right?
That's exactly right. You've been doing it for a while. I understand your logic on that. So then tell me how we went from him being on the Packers for just one season to then Green Bay saying, I think we're good here.
Well, I think they've been plugging and playing at inside backer for a long time. I mean, a decade under Ted Thompson, they really devalued inside backer. And, you know, they got Goodson at a very last-minute trade at the end of camp last summer. Didn't really have an off season in the offense. On the defense. And I thought, you know, for what he was asked to do, he did a pretty good job. But it was pretty clear they want to get Green Bay. I mean, wants to get a lot faster, a lot more athletic in the inside of their defense. And I don't think you have to look much further than the shellacking they took on the ground from the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. You know, Goodson, he didn't play a ton in that game, but when he was on the field, he was taken advantage of. I think the Packers wanted a lot more sideline to sideline speed, and that's not something he really offers.
You know, the Browns and Packers kind of exchanging linebackers as Christian Kirksey signs with Green Bay, Aaron. Christian, you know, we loved him. He was great from a media perspective. He was always willing to talk. He was always a really nice guy. He was a really good player for the Browns the first 4 years. The problem is the last 2 years he hasn't been able to stay on the field. He's played just 9 games over the last 2 years, including just 2 last season. I was a little surprised he got as much money as he did, although if he's healthy, he's a really good player and certainly a great locker room guy. What did you think of that pickup by Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with your assessment there. There's no question, you know, the big gamble is about the health, about being able to stay on the field. But I'm with you. Going back and watching his time there, those first few years in the league, I thought he's a really good player, a guy who I think, to my eyes, is an upgrade over what they had in Blake Martinez. The big question, as you say, is can he stay on the field? And I think they're probably looking at it like, okay, these are a couple of probably fluke injuries. They're not things that, you know, are going to re-aggravate again and again. They're not going to become chronic things. Obviously, that's their hope. But I'm with you in regards to, I was surprised not only at the money he got, but how early. I mean, the idea that they really jumped on him. And I know he visited with the Raiders. He visited with the Bills. So, you know, there were obviously other suitors. But, I mean, that was the first thing I saw when I woke up the morning of that started legal tampering. You know, the Packers signed him right away. So that was a bit surprising to me. But I, like I said, I think it's an upgrade over what they had. The only question is, can he stay on the field?
Aaron, when the Browns and the Packers meet up and they're going to do their joint practices, I got a dream scenario, if you let me, if you'll indulge me for a second.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so my dream scenario. So Alex Van Pelt, obviously, he comes over to the Browns. He's the new quarterbacks coach. And when he left Green Bay, there was a lot of discussion about Aaron Rodgers loving Alex Van Pelt. So in my dream scenario, what happens is, because Baker doesn't really listen to anybody at this point, he hasn't had a head coach that he's been worthy of listening to either, by the way. It's not like Freddie Kitchens and Hugh Jackson are great at this. So what I want is Alex Van Pelt and Aaron Rodgers to go out to dinner with Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers to show Alex Van Pelt that Alex Van Pelt can be respected, he can be trusted, and is someone that Baker Mayfield can actually get better listening to. Do you believe that that scenario can actually come true, that Aaron Rodgers and Alex Van Pelt do have that relationship, or was Aaron just using that relationship as a way to kind of backstab the Packers because he was mad at the moment?
No, I definitely agree and know that Aaron very, very much likes Alex Van Pelt, very much loved him as a coach. I don't think they're going out for dinner during camp because that the schedule just doesn't allow that. But I do think that, you know, if Van Pelt said to Baker, you know, call my boy Aaron, Aaron would be effusive in his praise of Van Pelt. I think, you know, everyone in Green Bay that I know, that I talked to, thought Van Pelt was in line to become a coordinator someday. And I know things did not end well in Green Bay between McCarthy and Van Pelt. You know, a lot of that hasn't come to light. A lot of that was behind closed doors. But, you know, when Van Pelt left, he was still greatly admired by a lot of people in the building. And like I said, I think Aaron Rodgers would give him a ringing endorsement if Baker were to reach out.
We're talking with Aaron Nagler, covers the Packers, of course. Aaron, one of the many other guys the Browns have signed has played in the Packers division for a while. That's Andrew Sandejo, who, you know, after many years in Minnesota, and it was in Philly briefly, and now he's here in Cleveland. The Browns are a very young team, so it's interesting that they signed him because he's, I think, 33 years old or about to be 33 years old. From his all his years in your division, what do you think the Browns are getting with him?
No, oh, a real physical player, I'll tell you that. He may not be the greatest when it comes to taking angles. He may not be the greatest in regards to going to get the football like a ball hawk. But I will tell you, you're getting a guy who is not afraid to lay the wood, old school style. Now, that does get him into trouble sometimes, both when it comes to penalties and, I mean, hell, he's knocked his own guys out on occasion. Yeah. But, I mean, just because he's so overzealous about trying to go after the guy with the ball. But a real physical guy. And you can't play football. You can't play, you know, the game in a timid way back there. You got to be physical. You got to be hard-hitting, hard-nosed. And that is definitely what he brings to the table.
All right, Aaron, Clay Matthews got released yesterday. He obviously spent the bulk of his time around yourself in Green Bay. I know you've been watching from afar, but we are trying to figure out whether or not we can have a family pipeline here in Cleveland, because a lot of people suggest, you know, hey, you're short, you know, as far as short-term deal, maybe give him a resurgence to the back end of his career. Like, is Clay Matthews worth that at this point? How good is he at this point?
Yeah, I think he's definitely worth, if you can get him on, say, an incentive-laden deal, nothing with a ton of guaranteed money, I mean, he's definitely worth bringing in, especially a place like Cleveland. There is the attachment there with his father, obviously. I do think he's got a year or two left in him. I think, you know, last year he was pretty productive. He missed some games with a broken jaw. He even played with a broken jaw at times. I mean, yeah, I think it makes sense if you can get him on a deal that is team-friendly. Now, I don't know what his thinking is. I don't know what he's looking for in regards to a contract or a fit. But, yeah, I think you could do a lot worse. I think he's a guy who could definitely help you rotationally as a pass rusher.
Aaron, earlier today I was saying I didn't understand the Broncos signing of Melvin Gordon. I think Philip Lindsay's a really good back. And even if Gordon's better, I don't understand why you'd spend that money at that position when you're as many holes as the Broncos do. Have there been any moves that have stood out to you in the first week that were head-scratching in a negative way?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Gordon thing is kind of funny because, you know, he had that monster holdout, which really got him nothing. He lost a lot of money with it. I get him wanting to play the Chargers twice a year. I guess I kind of understand that. Yeah, from the Broncos standpoint, yeah, it's a little mystifying when you're spending money on a running back at all. You know, as a Packers fan, obviously I always pay attention to the division foes. And, I mean, I got to tell you, the Packers haven't had to do much. They haven't done much, but they haven't had to do much all they've got to have to do is kind of step back and watch the rest of their division kind of step backwards. I mean, other than the Vikings trade of Stephon Diggs, which I thought was smart, and they got a haul back, and I think they did a good job there. I mean, from extending Kirk Cousins to letting most of their good defensive players walk, I mean, to me, the big kind of laugher is Detroit trading away Darius Slay because he and the head coach don't get along. I mean, you're literally getting rid of your best football player because your coach can't handle it. That's to me, that's laughable. And, you know, I know he's a Belichick disciple and he wants to do it his way and they're bringing in their guys. But to my eyes, the guys they've brought in are not nearly as good as the guys they've let go. So as a Packers fan, it's a great time to watch the NFC North.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't think the Lions know what the hell they're doing. I think Patricia's a mess. And to your point, you know, on the Bears, like, we've been talking all offseason they probably need to move on from Trubisky, and then they get Nick Foles, who to me is really just Mitch Trubisky. I mean, I know he had that one good year with, you know, the great postseason run. You can't take that away from him. And he did have the one good year with Chip Kelly. But for the most part, he's not has not been a starting quarterback.
I don't know what they're doing there. It's kind of funny to watch Mitch Trubisky end up being a bridge quarterback between Mike Glennon and Nick Foles. I mean, the Bears can't get it right at quarterback to save their lives. And then to top it off, after they make that trade, they go and pay Jimmy Graham $9 million guaranteed. Did they not watch the last 2 years in Green Bay? Graham is washed.
They also have like 47 tight ends now, too.
That was mind-blowing to me. And Ebron signed today with the Steelers for a heck of a lot less. I don't get that move at all.
Aaron, are Packers fans rooting for Mike McCarthy in Dallas? Or because of LaFleur and everything that's transitioned, it's just kind of like, well, he's not our guy anymore. We just move forward.
I think it's hard because it's Dallas, and Packers fans do not like the Cowboys. But yeah. I know there are Packers fans who really wish him the best and do want to see him do well. I think if he had gone someplace outside the NFC, it would have been a lot easier. There are plenty of vocal Packer fans who really can't stand Mike McCarthy and are probably happy he's with the Cowboys so they can try and beat him. But I think for the most part, as time marches on, lots of Packer fans are really appreciative of what Mike McCarthy did in Green Bay and want to see him do well.
Aaron, we appreciate the time, man. Crazy time of the year. We don't even know if we're going to see football this year.
It's a crapshoot. Who knows?
Yeah, it's crazy. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.